There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
My brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the 15th ordinary Sunday of the year. Once it happened, a man came in the midnight to the rectory where the priests live. He was knocking at the door. So the priest opened the door and he found a man was standing there. And he asked, "How come you are here in this late night?" The man said, "Father, please preach. I am here to listen your homily. I am here to listen your homily." Then the priest asked him, "What happened? It's you never come to church, but today you are very happy and you came to listen to the word of God." So the priest started to preach the gospel. After a while, again the priest asked him, "And what made you to come today? Is there any specific reason for that?" Then the man said, "Yes, Father, when I was at home, I was not getting sleep, so my wife told me, if you would go to the priest, if you listen his homily, you will fall in sleep," she said. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, today we are here not to fall in sleep. The most and the fundamental question we ask ourselves as a Christians, that is there an eternity? Does it exist? Is there an eternity? Do we inherit the eternal life? That's the fundamental question always we ask ourselves. How do we prove it? We cannot prove by experimenting or doing something else. But the scripture says it is by faith alone. It is by faith alone. The just man lives by his faith. As St. Paul in his letter to Romans, 1st chapter, 17th verse, it speaks, the righteous man lives by faith alone. Yes, my dear friends, if at all we want to attain the kingdom of God, we need to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And what is the kingdom of God? It is a state where God lives, and we strive to go into the kingdom of God and to live in the presence of God, where there is a happiness, where there is joy, where there is a peace. So that is the kingdom of God. And now, the second fundamental question is, how do we attain the kingdom of God, the eternal life? This is the question today a man, a teacher of the law, asked Jesus. How to attain the kingdom of God? Master, how to attain the kingdom of God? Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, love is the fulfillment of all the laws, and it is the highest form, and which Jesus has shown us and he has given us. If you look into the Bible, the whole Bible is based on love of God and love of neighbor. Love of God and love of neighbor. It's all based on that. God has given 10 commandments. And the same commandments were summarized and given into two. That's the love of God and love of neighbor. Love of God, we know God, he sent his only son to this world. And the son, Jesus Christ, he sacrificed himself. And he atoned himself on the cross. And he died on the cross for the sake of humanity. If you see St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, 5th chapter, 2nd verse, it speaks, to please God and to, out of love and humanity, Jesus sacrificed himself and died on the cross. It's all because of love. Yes, God's love is so high. God's love has no limits. It never ends. If you look at the cross, Jesus says, how much do you love? If you ask Jesus, how much do you love? But he says, here, he stretched out his both hands and says, this much I love you. This much. Endless. So that's the love of Jesus. Yes, my dear friends, this is the love of God and this is the love of Jesus. And the other one, he says, love. Therefore, we need to love God with all our heart, with all our mind and soul, with all our being. When we do that, and we will on the path of the eternal life. And the second commandment which God has given, love of neighbor. And today, the man who is well-versed in the law, and he's asking Jesus, and he has something in his mind, he is in a way testing him, ask how to attain. And who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? And who is he here? A neighbor, everyone. Our neighbor, who are all in the need of something, whoever we help something, they are our neighbors. Maybe at our neighborhood, maybe our colleagues, our friends, or whoever it may be, all those who are in need of something, whom we assist, they are our neighbors. But today, When the man asked Jesus, Jesus narrated a story and he explained to him, saying, as a good Samaritan. A Samaritan was going to Jericho, and there he fell in the hands of robbers, and he was half dead alone there on the roadside, and they passed by a priest. The priest just looked at him and gone on his way. Why? The priest, don't think that the priests are like that. But here, the priest went because he is going to perform the rituals there in the... So now, he is the one who has to be pure in heart, in mind and body. Everything should, he is supposed to be pure. And if he is going and touching the person, he might have thought that he might be unclean and he may not be worthy to perform the ritual duties. So he went off. The second one, the Levite, was passing by, and he too saw, and he went very closer, and he didn't mind, and he passed on. Why? Because he too might have thought, and someone might come and hit him. Because the road which leads to there, that's a narrow road, and all the time there were robbers and dacoits, they'll stay there, and always it happens in that way. Sometimes, maybe they keep someone like that, and when we go closer to them, and they come and attack them. Presuming that, this Levite might have thought, and he didn't want to go and touch the person who is half dead there, and he went off. And now, the other one has come, who has good heart, but he never bothered of anything. He never thought of anything. He just, with compassion, he went to him and he touched, he wiped off all his wounds, and he even assisted him and took him and he served. Such a wonderful thing. That's how Jesus says, who is a neighbor to this man among these three? Yes, the one who served, one who helped him. Yes, certainly, he is the one. And go and do that, says Jesus. Yes, my dear friends, and we here as Christians, we are the children of God, and we have to do what God has commanded us and what God has instructed us. If you follow that, if you follow the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ, love your God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. We love ourselves very much. Same thing, we have to love our neighbor, and that is the one and how we inherit the kingdom of God. Therefore today, as Jesus is instructing us to follow his footsteps, let us ask our Lord to give us strength not to pass by, but as a true Christians, a true disciples of Christ, true children of God, let us follow him, let us understand him. Let us have that faith and let us have the commitment to serve others and to understand and to lead others to God, and that helps us to inherit the kingdom of God. Amen.